Joining us on the phone line right now is Brian LaRoche, who is the Director of Training for Sprinkler Fitters Local 281. Brian, good morning and welcome to WGN Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for the opportunity to be on the show.
I was driving recently behind one of your contractors that's one of the Sprinkler Fitters locals years ago that actually a company that we used to use when we built homes on the north side, because we put sprinkler residential sprinkler systems in the homes that we built, which was such a peace of mind, yeah, to buyers when they came through there, because, you know, this is back in the mid-90s, early to mid-90s, where it was not as common to see a lot of this new construction getting sprinkler systems going, but it's becoming a little bit more mainstream, isn't it?
Absolutely. We got about 107 communities in Chicagoland now have some kind of adopted a progressive residential fire sprinkler ordinance for new single-family homes, and even more for the multi-family homes.
And this, I would imagine, has been a boom for your Sprinkler Fitters Local, because it means more men and women on the job and more opportunity to grow in a career and really kind of contribute to the overall wellness and safety of to our communities.
Yeah, absolutely. We got over 1,000 working members in Chicagoland, consisting of 888 journeymen and 125 apprentices. The apprenticeship program right now, with the 125 in, they're going to just start with a five-year program that consists of 10,000 hours, total hours, with 880 hours being classroom or instruction in our 27,000-square-foot training center in Elsip, Illinois.
I had the opportunity on a different show to interview a woman that's a director of an organization that is out there promoting women in the trades. And this is something that, according to this woman, it's been something that's been declining. But there's a lot of opportunities in many of the unions for both men and women to join. Is that also true in the Sprinkler Fitters Local?
Absolutely. I just... no more than 2 weeks ago, I sent out two of our new apprentices to a women's conference in the trades in Seattle, Washington, and we're trying to get as much community outreach to let them know that it's a real opportunity and it's, you know, it's viable for them.
Right, right. Talk a little bit about the training program. In other words, if there's someone out there that's thinking about, you know, perhaps a career change or maybe some young person that wants to look at a career, that, I mean, literally a career where we've got good wages, good benefits, and really a snapshot of a long-term career. What's that like when you come into the Sprinkler Fitters Local?
Well, we have a 2-week orientation. And in that orientation, we're taking people that some of them have never even touched a tool before. Some of them might have been working in some kind of trade. The disadvantage is the folks that actually didn't grow up in a household. I believe your father was a mechanic. Mine was a union bricklayer.
Yep.
So we had the opportunity as a kid to have tools in our hands right off the bat. So we got to take people that have never held even a hand tool, and in that 2-week period of time, we're going to take them from not touching a tool to being safe and getting them out on a construction site for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it really is a very different upbringing for a lot of folks where maybe they haven't thought about that. And I mean, that's the whole idea. I mean, with many of the trade unions out there is to really expose themselves and expose what they're doing to people that maybe have never thought about this. Right.
Right. Exactly. And it's not just 18 or 19 year old. I mean, we've got people that are changing their trade, or maybe changing from coming out of an office at 35 years old. So how it works is one day a week, you'll be going in the classroom here at our training center. The other 4 days, you're out in the field.
Right.
So you're on a job site. You're assigned to a certain contractor, and that contractor you'll work with throughout your apprenticeship.
Talk to me a little bit. When you said it's not just young people, I would imagine that you also have programs for veterans to come into the Fitters Local. Is that right?
Absolutely. We have a couple different. The United Association is what it's all the journeymen and apprentices of the plumbing and pipe fitting industry in the United States and Canada. It represents about 340,000 sprinkler fitters, plumbers, pipe fitters, service technicians, and welders in local unions across North America.
Right.
They have a program that's called the VIP program. So if you're in the military, before you're discharged, you can go to work at certain bases, and you can decide if you want to be a sprinkler fitter or a pipe fitter or a plumber, and you can go train for 8 weeks prior to, and then you will get assigned to a local. You can
Still in service.
Correct. Correct. And you can decide, hey, I want to go to San Diego. I want to go to Chicago. I want to go any place, and I want to do this. And they'll assign you. They'll assign you to that local. And then there's a second program. If you've already been discharged and you're working, it's called Helmets to Hard Hats. And
right.
We're trying to take people, that veterans that have served, and give them an opportunity, a leg up to try to get into the trades.
I love that. That's great. I can remember fondly working with members of your union in the homes that we built, and looking at the work that these folks did and how hard they worked and really the benefit they brought to the overall safety. It's interesting that we're talking about this, and it's a totally different situation, but, you know, looking at those fires out in California, I did a couple interviews out on the West Coast, and I thought, I'm like, man, couldn't we figure out a way, you know, like in those fires that were in Malibu, couldn't we figure out a way to even permanently pipe some seawater into those areas where they, in a case of a terrible fire, you know, we'd have some infrastructure to help battle this kind of stuff. And I get that the seawater is not good for the vegetation, but it's a heck of a lot better than wiping out entire communities. And that would certainly be work that members of your local would possibly be doing.
Absolutely. We would love to, you know, technology is every day. Every day we've got changes in the industry, and that's key. All our journeymen are coming back to school at night to upgrade their skill set. And if there's anybody out there that's actually thinking of it, because we're just coming out, we're on a tail end of the National Apprenticeship Week, which was November 12th through the 18th here. And we're trying to get the word out in all communities that this is, not everybody has to go to college.
Right. No, this is, look, I'm happy to beat this drum because I think that's so important. Brian LaRoche is the director of training for the Sprinkler Fitters Local 281. Brian, if people want more information about your local and possibly getting involved, where do they go?
They go to www.sprinklerfitterchicago.org.
That's awesome.
We got information. When we open up for applications, it'll be on that website. And I hope to see them in 2019 standing in line to apply for an apprenticeship in the Sprinkler Fitters Local 281 Chicago.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Lowell. And thanks. You're doing a great job, and I love having an advocate for fire sprinklers like yourself.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio, 852 in the morning. We'll be right back. The Wild